We have with us today former New Zealand cricketer Simon Dhull. Thank you for talking to us, Simon. First up, exciting tournament. Just a couple of days away from, couple of days remaining in the league stage, and maybe 3-4 days away from the knockout stage. How would you sum up the tournament? Any big surprises for you?
I don't think so. You know, when you look at the tournament as a whole, the teams that we thought coming into it were probably going to perform well. India, perhaps a little bit of a surprise after the series that they had in Australia. But, you know, the rest of the teams, I think New Zealand, South Africa, Australia have looked reasonably strong. Sri Lanka have been excellent. And I think we're heading to some really competitive semi-finals in particular. Maybe not the quarter-finals that we're expecting with England going home, which has made a few people smile and made the English pretty sad. But, you know, all in all, I think that the tournament, the crowds, the grounds in general, the weather's been pretty good, so a good start.
Right. Two new balls from both ends and then fielding restrictions coming in. Over the years, do you think this tournament in particular, with these rules, has been able to achieve a balance between bat and ball? Or, I mean, obviously we've seen a lot of 300-plus scores, but still you would think that the bowlers are in with a chance. The bowlers have done well.
Yeah, there's been certain games where I think the bowlers have been on top. There's certain surfaces where they've been on top, but for the most part, it has been about the batting. There's some tweaks to be made with the rules somewhere along the lines. I think they have to look at the size of the bats. They can't get much bigger because we are seeing mishits go for six, which can be a bit of a problem. Whether they look at the fielding restrictions and say, okay, up to 10 overs, you're only allowed two fielders outside. From 10 to 40, perhaps you're allowed four outside, and then from 40 to 50, perhaps you're allowed five outside. Maybe that might be a new thing to look at, just to stem that massive flow of runs in the last 10 overs and to give the bowlers a little bit of something at the end of the innings. You know, the two new balls have evened things out at the start of the innings, but if you get on a flat wicket, two new balls can be a benefit to the batting side anyway. So, you know, so there's some tweaking to be done, but all in all, I think it's still, you know, been a great tournament to watch. Whether you've had the ball dominating like it did at Eden Park on the odd occasion, and you know, with the Pakistan South Africa game as well at Eden Park, the ball dominated. So there's been those games, and then we've seen the high scoring ones too.
Right. There are a couple of teams here which have not sorted out their bowling attacks, I would say, perhaps. You know, Sri Lanka and South Africa to a certain extent. On the other hand, you have teams like New Zealand, India, and Australia who have five bowlers who have sorted that out. How important has been the role of this fifth bowler in this particular tournament, keeping with the rules? And, you know, you look at somebody like South Africa who are really struggling with their combination. So how crucial, you know, somebody like Jack Kallis missing. So how crucial has that been, and will that define who wins the tournament?
I think it's very dangerous to come into any World Cup and not have your 11 sorted. And that's what the problem has been for South Africa in particular. New Zealand know who their top five bowlers are, and they come into the side with them, and then they have some variety if they need it around the Anderson around the Elliott and Williamson situation. Australia have the same thing. They have Michael Clarke who can bowl. They have Steve Smith who can bowl outside of their front five bowlers. You need to have that, and you know, for South Africa to be tinkering with their team on the eve of the World Cup was, I think, a massive mistake after such a long build-up. Sri Lanka, I think they're sorted. I think they're okay with their bowling attack. They just need Haraf to be fit for mine. The other sides, I think India's bowling attack looked very good in the match in Hamilton just a couple of days ago. They've got it sorted. And they just, you play your best five bowlers. That's the key to it. Play your best five bowlers and worry about it after that. And if one of your top five can bowl and offer you a few overs, a la Suresh Raina, a Rohit Sharma, then you're in a good position. But if you haven't got your five top frontline bowlers sorted before this World Cup started, I think there's some real issues.
Right. You talked about the Indian bowlers. Massive surprise how they've turned. It really struggled last year here in New Zealand. We had chatted about that last year as well. And now in Australia also, they really struggled. And massive surprise.
Yeah, it's been a huge turnaround. And I think there's, you know, real faith shown in Mohammad Shami and Mohit Sharma, and that's made a big difference to the Indian attack. And I think just that faith shown in those guys, the pace of Umesh Yadav, you know, Jadeja, Ashwin, they're always going to do well in any conditions. And I love the fact that Ashwin is back flighting the ball. He's looking to turn the ball. And he will beat batsmen. We've seen it. We've seen Daniel Vittori do it over years and years. So if Ashwin is back and looking to flight the ball and turn the ball, then he's onto a winner there. Backed up by, you know, by the faith that Dhoni is showing in those quick bowlers. Sometimes it takes a tournament, it takes the defence of a title to bring out the best in teams. That's what we've seen from India, and they are very, very dangerous at the moment.
Right. Well, last couple of questions. Can New Zealand lift the trophy?
They can. Will they? It's going to be extremely difficult. Three games back-to-back as in a quarter-final, semi-final, final. New Zealand haven't been tested too much as yet. The one time they did against Australia, that middle order was found wanting a little bit. So that would be my only worry. You've just got a couple of World Cup rookies in that middle order, and you know, that would be my only worry. Are they good enough? Absolutely. Will they do it? You know, I'm more on the hoping side.
Right. And last question. Pick your four semi-finalists and the eventual favourite.
The semi-finals would be Australia, India, and New Zealand against South Africa, as far as I can see it at the moment. Sri Lanka have a very good chance of tipping over South Africa in that Sydney quarter-final, and that is a possibility. So, look, I would love dearly to see a New Zealand-Australia final at the MCG, but if it was a New Zealand-India final, I think it would be just as exciting. So that would be my hope and my prediction.
Right. Thank you so much, Simon, for your time. And let's see how far New Zealand can do it.